in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all family and friends to the first episode of the Yup Podcast, Young Upcoming Preachers, where we want to help you discover, develop, and deploy your gifting and calling in Christ Jesus. I'm Pastor Dan Island, your host, and again, welcome to the first episode. I want to start this first episode by just talking about how we got here, where I'm from, and what led us to this moment to start this podcast. So, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to it, but I want to read it for you in your hearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Paul says this to his young protege, Timothy. He says, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Amen. And this is what I'm here to help you do, young preachers. I'm here to help you fulfill your ministry. Paul teaches his young protege, Timothy. He says, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. So here's what we want to do. We want to help you to be ready in season or out of season. I always give this a small illustration about Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp was my favorite basketball player growing up. Sean Kemp could dunk from half court. He can shoot. He was shooting threes before big men were shooting threes. He can do anything on a basketball court. And then one season, he couldn't. One year, Sean Kemp was the most athletic power forward in the league. And then the next year, it was over. And really, the bottom line was he did a couple interviews, and he just said he just had too much going on in one of the off seasons, and he got out of shape. And Sean was never able to return to his form after that one season. And my message to you is we need to be ready in season and out of season. Because we don't know when that time will come when we need to be ready. So my reason for being here is to help us to be ready at all times to help you fulfill your ministry. And that's what the Young Upcoming Preachers Podcast is all about. Again, I'm Pastor Dan. They call me Elder Island. They call me Reverend Island. But you could just call me Pastor Dan. Or Dan Island, whatever you want to call me, right? So I wanted to start off by saying thank you to a few people, personal mentors in my life, and I'll talk about how we got here. I grew up in West Philadelphia, just like Will Smith said. West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground, is where I spent most of my days. 63rd and Columbia, down the street from Overbrook High School, home of the Hilltop Hustlers. That's where I'm from. And I grew up just like a lot of people, just confused about who I was. I knew that there was a God, but how I fit into that, I really grew up confused about. I had a couple of people who I went to high school with, close friends, Laverne Henry and Charles Bridges. They went to church every single Sunday. They were only two friends that I had that consistently went to church every single Sunday, and especially my friend Laverne, who was a model even at that young age on contending for the faith. He would get into debates, I would say, with a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses in our school, and he knew what the Word of God was all about, and he knew how to fight for the faith. So graduated from William Penn High School in Philadelphia in North Philly, and didn't know what to do with myself after I graduated high school, so I decided to join the Air Force. I joined the Air Force, and the Air Force shipped me off to Chick-Sands Royal Air Force Base, and I had a traumatic moment. My cousin was murdered while I was at Chick-Sands, and I went to church this particular Sunday, kind of like it was my funeral. It was his funeral to me, and I figured church was the place to go, and I was really hurt in despair, and a couple of people came up to me and told me that this was my day to give my life to Christ. And I rejected because I thought that was real heartless at the time because of what I was going through. So I kept stayed in Chick Sands, partied it up, drank it up, had a good old time living in England. And then the Air Force shipped me off to Incirlik Air Base, Turkey. And after a really, really hard night of drinking, hard night of partying, I woke up the next day and I knew I was in trouble with my girlfriend. So I decided that I was going to church because I knew that's where she was. And I showed up to church that Sunday and I heard a preacher, Elder Dale Henderson, preach a sermon that I had never heard before. And the name of the sermon was called For Conscience Sake. Prior to that, growing up, we didn't go to church at all. Like I said, I can count on my hand the times we went to church. And even when I went, I couldn't understand what the preacher said. It was just a bunch of hooping and hollering and jumping and screaming. But on this particular Sunday, Dale Henderson, Elder Henderson, broke that word down for a baby to understand. And it was that powerful and impactful that I went running to the altar. Lady preacher prayed over me, and she asked me, "Do you know Jesus Christ?" And I was shook. No one had ever asked me that question. And then she said, "If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, and that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." And she asked me, "Do I believe that?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And that day, December 10th, 1995, air smelled better. The sunlight felt better. I just felt like life was going to be different. And sure enough, it was. From that moment, a few months later, the Air Force sent me to Wichita, Kansas, where I became a part of the Tabernacle Bible Church under the leadership of Reverend Lincoln Eugene Montgomery. And I really credit Reverend Montgomery to teaching me how to be saved, right? I'm human. I'm in this world. I'm not of this world. He taught me how to get into the Word for myself, taught me how the importance of Bible study. And then I had some men that were surrounding me, Deacon Leonard McCarty, my first mentor, and unbeknownst to him, I was watching him, and he showed the pattern of a godly man and of what I wanted to be. And then I had a usher friend of mine at the time, Deacon Johnny Burkhalter, again, solid brother in the faith. He loved his wife. He loved his children. And he just taught me just how to be a man. Later on in April of 2004, I think it was, I accepted my calling into the gospel ministry, and I preached the sermon called, my first sermon was the 2004 Armor of God Remix. Memorable sermon. People still remember it to this day. Great sermon. I thought after that I was going to go downstairs at the church and become the youth pastor, but God had other plans. He sent me to Misawa, Japan, where I went under the leadership of Bishop Sean D. Smith at Greater Love International Ministries. And Greater Love was a like school for me. It was Greater Love University where Bishop Smith taught me how to be a leader in the faith. He taught me the importance of being on time, the importance of being a model of good Christendom, right? And taught me the minuscule things of being a better preacher, hermeneutics, homiletics, and getting into the Word for myself and all of those good things. And all of my friends that I met at Greater Love, and we call it Greater Love University, and I graduated with honors because I was the first elder ordained at Greater Love International Ministry. Shortly after that, leaving Greater Love, the Lord sent us to Aviano Air Force Base, Italy. And in Aviano, I knew as soon as I stepped off the plane that the Lord was going to do some great things with me. About 12 months, a year, almost exactly a year after we got to Aviano, we started the ministry called Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. And Lighthouse Christian Fellowship is a place where the Word of God is studied, the presence of God was sought, and the power of God was seen. And we did that by preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Aviano community and abroad through Believers United in Love and Discipleship. I had the roughest and the greatest time of my life pastoring the Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. I met some great people. Pastor Brian Van Doyman, who was my first assistant pastor, he was a man of faith. And what he taught me was God is a spirit. And if we're going to be Christians and we're going to be followers of Jesus Christ, it's a spiritual thing. And he really taught me some stuff about really being attuned and listening to the Spirit of God and not my fleshly heart. Lighthouse Christian Fellowship was a great ministry. I also want to give a shout out to Reverend Ernest Usher, who was my second, really my second assistant pastor. And that brother right there really modeled himself to be a follower. And he taught me what I was looking for in people who were going to be obedient to the gospel. And I really tried to pour as much as I could into this young brother. And right now he's doing some great things, not only in the church, but also in the community. He's pastoring the community, which is another thing that we need. So this is kind of how this podcast came about. During that time, while I was in Lighthouse Christian Fellowship, I've met a pastor, Bishop Valley, that was over in England, who was the pastor of Lighthouse Christian Faith Center. And he really mentored me and put his arm around me to really teach me the finer things of what it means to be a pastor. I was really struggling at that time because I was trying to be a friend. I was trying to be, I thought the church should be democratic, but that's surely not. The church is theocratic, and God speaks to me, and I share with the people what God speaks to me. And Bishop Valley really took me under his wing at a rough time in my ministry, and really from his mentorship launched, I credit him with launching some great things that came out of Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. So those are my three main mentors. Reverend Montgomery taught me how to be saved. Bishop Smith taught me how to be a leader. Bishop Valley taught me how to be a pastor. And during that time when I was struggling, I was looking for a podcast, and I was looking for a podcast that would teach me about some things about ministry, right? I know there's somebody out there that's teaching young preachers how to do this thing better, and there was nothing there. So time went on. I tried to learn some things for myself. I took some of my young ministers under my wing, and they said that this is some great stuff. So I figured it'd be great to bring this to the masses. And I'm sorry it took so long. A friend of mine that went to our church, Miss Tracy Houston, she kept encouraging me that I should start a podcast. Now it's like 5 years later, and we're finally here. So what are you going to hear from this young upcoming preacher's podcast? What are you going to hear? Well, you're going to hear some future some topics about the basics and the fundamentals of being a minister and being a preacher. We're going to talk about the importance of being a son, not necessarily a male son, but the importance of having a mentor, the importance of following and being a follower. We're going to talk about missionary work. What's it take to go out into the fields and plant a church? A lot of us want to do that, but we don't know what it takes. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a seminary right for you. We believe that sometimes it's forced upon us as something that has to happen, but seminary might not be right for you. We're going to talk about how young is too young. I've had some preachers that 10, 12 years old that they believe they're called, and though I'm not arguing with that, we mess those kids up sometimes by putting them in front of people before we have them serve people. We're going to talk about the importance of staying with the Word. A lot of preachers are not necessarily gospel preachers. They're motivational speakers who throw Jesus in there every now and then. We're going to tell you why that's not a good recipe. Though it might be a good recipe for a big church, it's not a recipe for success. We're going to talk about a host of other things. We're going to talk with some pastors from around the country, pastors out of Dallas, DeAndre Morris, pastors out of Kansas City, Apostle Cortez Vaughn. We're going to talk with some older ministers. We're going to talk to them about, in our legacy episode, we got J.D. Guy all the way from San Antonio, Bishop Smith from Marietta, Georgia, and Apostle McCreary from San Antonio. Also, we got Elder King out of Philadelphia. We're going to talk about a lot of people. So I know a host of friends from all over the world, and we're going to talk to them to help you discover, develop, and deploy your gifting. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, that about wraps it up for the first episode of the Young Upcoming Preachers Podcast. If you like what you hear, if you want to get connected with what we're doing, all you got to do is click subscribe, click the subscribe button, and you can get connected. I'm going to be giving out my email address so that you can email me with questions, and maybe we'll have a question and answer session. But we're going to get down and dirty about the Word of God and what it means to be a preacher, what it means to be a follower of Christ. So come on this journey with us. We want to hear from you. We want to see what if we're doing a good work. So just let us know. Hit that subscribe button and send me questions. So anyway, God bless you and God keep you, and get ready for our first episode. Peace.